This is New England Public Media. Tensions are rising among education officials in Massachusetts as the state's education commissioner takes more control of when and how schools open full-time. I'm Carrie Healy, and this is Beacon Hill in 5, our look at the week ahead in politics and government in Massachusetts, as we do most Mondays. We've got Matt Murphy from the State House News Service on the line. Good morning, Matt.
Good morning.
You know, it was a year ago next week that Governor Charlie Baker ordered a stop to in-person learning to help slow the spread of the coronavirus. But for months now, he's been trying to get districts to send kids back into school buildings. And then on Friday, a state board voted to give that education commissioner some more power to make that happen. That wasn't without controversy. Matt, can you give us the details?
Yeah, the governor has been encouraging schools to bring kids back if possible, depending on the local health situation on the ground in those communities for months now. And he's tried to provide the tools that he thought would encourage that. There's been money for PPE and other supplies. They've started a pool testing pilot program that's expanded to many, many districts. To increase testing in schools. But this effort to give the commissioner the authority to force schools back to full-time in-person learning is the strongest move yet we've seen from the governor. And the Board of Education authorized this emergency power for Commissioner Jeff Riley on Friday in an 8-3 vote. This would give the commissioner the power to tell districts that remote learning hours no longer count towards the amount of instructional hours that they need to complete the school year. And he is looking to bring back elementary school students by April. They will move to older students later in the school year with an eye towards full in-person learning for all students by the start of the next school year in the fall. Teachers, of course, we know pushed back against some of this, arguing in part that they needed to be vaccinated. The state took a big step, pushed by the federal government, by President Biden last week, to make vaccines available for teachers. But there's still concerns about local control, whether or not districts are better equipped to be making the decisions for the public health of their students and their staff rather than the state. There are also concerns that the state could be rushing things a little bit here.
Well, after what seemed like a slow start for the legislature, both the Mass House and the Senate are off to the races. Now, one piece of legislation that the House leadership is especially keen to get enacted soon is a foster care bill. What's in that bill?
Yeah, this is a bill that could be coming up as soon as this week. We have not yet seen a timeline from the speaker for when he wants to put it on the floor, but he did say last week he wanted to put it on the floor immediately. And this is a bill filed by Rep. Paul Donato of Medford and Rep. Denise Garlick of Needham that almost passed last session. It came very close, passed both branches in different versions, and they just couldn't sort out the details at the end of the session. And it would impose a number of new reporting requirements on the Department of Children and Families, new review, internal review processes for situations such as when the department might be ready to unify a child with their family. And it also includes what supporters are calling a foster parent's bill of rights. And this would support foster parents, help the state recruit more foster families, and make sure that the state is providing those families with training and information about the child that they are taking into their home and rights such as these.
And to get to this point, didn't this bill take kind of an unusual route, jumping some usual procedures?
Yeah, well, early in this session, we've seen this new speaker take this step a couple times now. And sometimes the legislative session can be slow to start as committees get formed, the new chairs get to know each other. They establish the rules of the committee. They hold hearings on the thousands of bills that have been filed. But we've seen new speaker Ron Mariano circumvent that process several times now to repass a climate initiative, to pass a home rule petition by the city of Boston, to cancel a potential special election for mayor. He He now appears to be doing it here. This bill does not appear headed to have a public hearing. It is very similar to what passed last session, but of course, there are small changes. There are new lawmakers who may be unfamiliar with this, but the speaker appears ready to avoid having a public hearing on this bill and push it straight to the floor. He did this as well with a extension of vote by mail rights last week. And when that bill got to the Senate, we saw some objections raised. The Senate opened a time period that closes today, actually, to submit written testimony on the extension of vote by mail through the end of June. So there was been some response there to a lack of a public hearing when it reached the Senate. We'll see what happens with this foster care bill.
Matt Murphy is a reporter with the State House News Service in Boston. Matt, as always, thank you.
Thank you.
This is Beacon Hill in 5, our weekly check-in at the State House. You can subscribe to this podcast and others from New England Public Media at our website. That's nepm.org/podcast hub. This is New England Public Media.